Senator Inhofe, the Pilots Bill of Rights, or PBOR, was signed into law nearly 2 years ago. What do you think has been its impact on pilots and on GA in general?
Well, it's been a good effect because, as I've said on two occasions at Oshkosh, I've always helped other people who've had problems with field checks, the FAA. But until it happened to me, I didn't have a real appreciation for it. Until we passed the Pilots Bill of Rights 1, the first one, 2 years ago, some unelected bureaucrat in the field who just want to take somebody out of the air. If it had not been a member of the United States Senate, very likely they would have been able to take their license away. Well, what we did with the Pilots Bill of Rights 2 years ago was to give them the same protections under the law that every other citizen has so they can hear the allegations against them and defend it. Well, the FAA has been dragging their feet, so we have the Pilots Bill of Rights 2 now, and I'll be speaking in Oshkosh about the Pilots Bill of Rights 2, and I'm going to let the people know which senators are co-sponsors, and they can assume that those who are not co-sponsors are going to oppose our efforts. Right now, we have a total of 48 co-sponsors. We need to get up to 60 to make this a reality.
Who would you say are the best friends of general aviation on the Hill these days?
In the Senate, you have Joe Manchin's a big help. And I start off with him because, of course, I'm a conservative Republican, and he happens to be a Democrat. I'll tell you what, rather than to answer that question now, I will have the names of the co-sponsors. I can assure you they're the ones that are really supportive of general aviation. I want to say this, though. I think I may be the last active commercial pilot in the United States Senate, so we don't have a lot of active pilots there.
So talking about the Pilots Bill of Rights, too, the piece that's probably gotten the most attention is the part that would relieve most GA pilots of the need for a third-class medical.
Well, it would expand the FAA's current third-class medical exemption for sport pilots, for that category, to cover general aviation aircraft up to 6,000 pounds and six passengers. Right now, it only go up to 14,000 feet. It needs to be at 18. But that's essentially what it is on the exemption of the third. Now, it also expands the original Pilot's Bill of Rights by explicitly stating that pilots facing investigation by the FAA can appeal the issue directly to the district court for a de novo, that's D-E-N-O-V-O, trial. That means forget about all the things the FAA and the NTSB has done. Let the courts start with an open mind and evaluate that case. And the third thing, another area of expanding, is expanding the same protection not just to certified pilots, but to other certified, like mechanics, flight attendants, and other personnel. One of the most important things, we put in a reform of the NOTAM system, Notice to Airmen, 2 years ago, but we have not gotten the FAA to really do what we feel they should do, so we're strengthening that to force them to the extent that if they don't come up with some type of a NOTAM area, that we're going to take away the authority that NOTAM would have. So that is a pretty huge issue there. Now, we also are going to resist a lot of things. Right now, as you well know, the Obama administration is trying to do user fees, and we are in the process of fighting that issue, too. I think the Pilots' Bill of Rights, too, is something we've got to get done. But right now, the FAA is lobbying heavy against it, very quietly, but they're going around to offices and telling them that this is going to be life-threatening. An interesting thing for our people to know is that since they came out with the sport pilot exemption from the third-class medical, there's not been one fatality as a result of that that had anything to do with a medical examination. So I think we are on solid ground, and hopefully we'll get that done. But it's not going to be easy. I'll be making two presentations, and I hope I reach everyone, all the half million pilots or so, whoever shows up during that time frame.
We know getting the original Pilot's Bill of Rights signed into law wasn't all that easy. This is going to be tougher, eh?
Yeah, well, it wasn't that easy. Here's the thing. It was easy in the House because we had to start it in the Senate. Rockefeller, he's retired now, but he was the chairman of the Commerce Committee, and he would not give me a hearing in over a year. I got up to 67 co-sponsors, and he still wouldn't give me a hearing, so I got Harry Reid. Now, this surprises a lot of people since I'm a conservative Republican. But Harry said, you know, Inhofe, that isn't fair. You've got 67 co-sponsors. You can't even get a hearing. Let's just go out and pass it without going through committee. And we did. And, of course, it went right over to the House, and they passed it immediately. So we're in the process. The big hang-up on this thing primarily is the third-class medical, because there are a lot of people trying to make them think that this is going to somehow create accidents and that you're going to have people out there that are not physically capable of flying airplanes. We know that's not true.
Your bill is not the only attempt or strategy for having that removed. There's at least one other administrative approach that's going on. You want to talk about that a little bit and compare how the two are approaching resolving that problem?
Yes, there's a third-class medical bill that just handles that. They're folding that into this bill. It does essentially the same thing. It's authored by a Democrat named Donnelly from Indiana and a Republican named Bozeman from Arkansas. We're going to be able to resolve that problem in this Pilot's Bill of Rights, too.
So after there are 67 co-sponsors on this bill, will you see one bubble up in the House as well?
Oh, absolutely. It'll be this bill. Sam Graves is from Missouri. He's a House member. He'll be the primary House author. In fact, he'll also be up at Oshkosh.
GA continues to be less than accessible for a lot of folks who I think would like to be flying. What should we be expecting, if anything, from Washington to help us make GA accessible again?
I really think the main thing is to start, you know, encouraging getting people into aviation, you know, the Young Eagles program, other programs to get young people in. And because we have fewer pilots now than we had back in the mid-90s, which reminds me, when I get to Oshkosh, I'll have the exact figures. But the FAA now has far more money to spend and with fewer pilots actually flying in the air. And so that's what makes them such a strong political force, because they're able to spend a lot of time trying to stop legislation, and they get active in doing that.
Are you a Young Eagles pilot, by the way?
I often do. In fact, I do it right at Oshkosh in most cases.
That's great.
We helped start the program. Because I've been flying for so many years, over 60 years. And you know what it cost to get a license when I got my license?
Probably a lot less than it's costing me, but I can imagine.
All right, $32.
Yeah, that's less.
It took 8 hours at $4 an hour, and that paid for an instructor, the fuel, and the airplane.
It would be wonderful if it were that way again.
Then we'd have a lot more pilots, wouldn't we?
Indeed. Let's get a plug in for your forum presentation on the Pilot's Bill of Rights 2. That's scheduled for 10 o'clock Saturday at Forum Stage 1. Do you know if you're going to be taking questions in that session?
There are going to be two sessions. First of all, I think the one at 10 o'clock is the one that is outdoors. And I've been doing that now for over 30 years, standing and just talking. That's outdoors where they have the speakers all over. About 2 hours after that, there will be a tent, an area where we will be able to respond to questions, and I'll be fortified there with a lot of other good help and people that are working with me on the Pilot's Bill of Rights, too. So we'll have several experts there with me, and there'll be lots of time to respond to questions.
That's Senator James Inhofe, legislative sponsor of the Pilot's Bill of Rights 2, making its way to becoming law. For EAA Radio, I'm Mike Morgan.